Maverick Early Readers. A Box of Socks by Amanda Brandon, illustrated by Catalina Echeverry. This is Orange Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Little Lionel loved to watch Granny Mutton knit. Clickety-click went her needles. Granny knitted earmuffs and jackets and soft, cosy cushions. What's in your box, Granny? Is it for me? Little Lionel asked. Wait and see, Granny Mutton said. But Little Lionel didn't want to wait. What's in the box? Can I wear it on my head? Or can I cuddle it at night? Granny laughed. You can't wear these on your head, but they will keep your friends warm. Granny laid out a row of socks for horse, duck, dog, and mouse. Great socks, Granny, Lionel said. He wished he had some too. He put labels on the socks and put them back in the box. Lionel carried Granny's box a long, 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 long way. Suddenly, Rocky the sheepdog zoomed by. Little Lionel jumped. Ping! The lid flew off the box. Whoosh! Socks and labels flew out. Little Lionel picked them up. Oh, Rocky, now I don't know which labels go with which socks. Lionel gave Winnie a pair of tiny, spotty socks. Nay, these aren't mine, she said. Pipsqueak ran inside a purple, stripy sock. Should socks be this long? He asked. Dipper had four socks, but only 2 feet. Perhaps one is for your beak, Little Lionel said. Oof! Dipper shook her head. Zig, zag, zig. Rocky's socks were too big for his paws. He couldn't steer his cart. Splat! He fell out. Swap socks, everyone, Little Lionel said. Grab a sock and try it on. If it's wrong, pass it on. Whee! Socks flew across the farmyard. Whiz! Pipsqueak found a sock in the carrots. He put it on. It was just right. Lionel pinged a sock at Rocky. Whoosh! Rocky said, this sock fits. It must be for me. At last, everyone's socks were the right size. The animals marched to Granny Mutton's house. Great socks, Granny! Look! little Lionel said. Granny Mutton smiled. These are for you, Lionel. She gave Lionel some sparkly red socks. They were soft and cosy, and they were made with love. The end.